is a great example in Washington, where he has covered the Syrian war since 2013. He's the author of critically acclaimed short stories, the previous novel, Green on Blue. He is both a former White House scholar and Marine, and served five tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan, where he received the Silver Star, the Bronze Star for Valor, and the Purple Heart. Author Roxana Robinson is well known at the library. She's the author of nine books, five novels, three collections of short stories, and a biography of Georgia O'Keeffe. She's a frequent contributor to the New York Times Book Review and the Washington Post. Her essays have appeared in numerous newspapers and magazines, and she's been named a New York Public Library Literary Lion. She's currently president of the Authors Guild. Her most recent novel, Spartan, sensitively describes the difficulties encountered by a soldier recently returned home from Iraq. Spartan received the James Webb Award for Distinguished Fiction from the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation, and subsequently, Ms. Robinson was invited to give the genetic talk at the U.S. Air Force. A rare distinction for an author who is not only a woman, a civilian, but a Quaker. And finally, she's written the foreword to a new anthology by veterans called The Road Ahead.
I'm military around me because they had no other options, and sort of, you know, kids were forced to do it, so they didn't all their choices that way. And it's really, that was by and large not, not my experience. I was around guys from all sorts of backgrounds. Many from the very, very fancy schools decided they wanted to serve. Other guys who had, backgrounds that were more hard to travel. And that's both officers and the seamen. And that was something that was really true to my life. Yeah. the modern apocalyptic revival on Earth.
Thank you.